You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.
Hi, it's Monday the 23rd of February. You're listening to House Music News Weekly, the show that brings you the latest goings-on in the house music scene. Now we begin with news that several artists this week have announced upcoming albums. The first set for release is Swedish producer and DJ Rasmus Faber, whose Where We Belong album, released on Farplane Records, is out today. It's a very laid-back house album with plenty of piano and soft vocals, so it should prove popular with those looking to escape the troubles in today's world. Next in line is Tiga with his upcoming Disco Electro release, looking to hit stores in April. The album titled Ciao is being reported as blurring the lines between electronic and live music, and features collaborations with artists such as Soul Wax, James Murphy, Jesper Dahlbach Gonzalez, Jori Holkanen, and Jake Shears. That's going to be released on the PIAS Recordings label, formerly known as Play It Again Sam. Last but certainly not least comes from the London-based producer Nathan Fake. His album is called Hard Islands and will see him return to the four-to-the-floor beats he's probably better known for after his last more ambient album, Drowning in a Sea of Love, was released back in 2006. This one's set for release in May on James Holden's Border Community label. Speaking of upcoming releases, the largest independent dance record label in the world is set to release the largest dance compilation series in the world. Ministry of Sound have set to work on the ambitious task of producing a 20-CD series with the help of British DJ and radio presenter Dave Pearce. Titled The Dance Years, each CD will contain the most defining tunes for each year, spanning from 1988 up till 2008. Additionally, the CDs will be accompanied by sleeve notes from Dave Pearce himself as he summarises that particular year. The compilation will be released in batches, the first of which will cover 1988 to 92 and will be available in stores next month, March the 23rd. Now, the mobile phone manufacturer Samsung has announced a new model to its collection. Billed as the world's first phone with DJ-style music effects, the Beat DJ allows the user to pick a tune, then scratch over it and add effects such as reverb, phasing, flange, and even time stretching. In practice, however, the whole experience is a bit sluggish, and though the possibility is there to record a mix and set it as your ringtone, you'd probably be setting yourself up for a bit of embarrassment. Sound quality is good though, powered by Bang & Olufsen Electronics, so it might make good as a handy MP3 player. The Beat DJ is set for release in the UK around May. Now here's one for the girls. If you're into your urban style dancing, perhaps Nike has made the clubbing shoe for you. The new Nike Air Troop incorporates such features as an extra grip sole, an ankle strap to keep them attached at all times, dance-specific flex grooves for multi-directional dance activities, and a raised centre pivot point engineered for pivoting, braking, push-off and durability. So if that made sense to you, head over to Nike.com for more. The rest of us will see you on the dance floor. After last week's news of a secret gig in Shanghai turned out to be a scam, Daft Punk's team left a message on their Facebook page condemning the incident, saying, and I quote, "At no point were they approached for the show, and at no point was there ever a possibility that they would do such a show. They said they would be taking action against those involved in due course. They also said the duo will next be performing on a world tour in 2010 or 11, which may also indicate a forthcoming album. Exciting news. Now it seems all the major festivals are releasing their lineups about now, and perhaps the largest of the lot, Miami's Ultra Music Festival, is no exception. It's a huge list, but headliners include Carl Cox, Deadmau5, David Guetta, Eric Murillo, Moby, Booker Shade, Tiga, Benny Benassi, Boys Noize, and many, many more. For the full list, head over to ultramusicfestival.com. Held March 27th, tickets start from $130. That's your house music news for this week. Remember, if you haven't already, you can subscribe to this podcast either through iTunes or via bestofhouse.co.uk. Thanks for listening. See you next Monday.
You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.